Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for some bets? You came to the right place. Here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, filling in for Jenks. In a few minutes, we'll get to our six favorite games against the spread in both the college and NFL ranks. So normally I'm somebody that's kind of a conservative bettor, where I only play like a few things. But Den, let me ask you, I feel like you've had some pretty big cards when it came to our best bets on the show. Do you find yourself somebody who peppers the board with bets, or do you keep it small like me?
I don't pepper the board, so to speak. I'm not no Cade Cunningham. You know what I mean? I consider myself to be more Nikola Jokic. I like to be more, precision.
Efficient.
But I'm not shooting six shots. I'll be shooting my 23. It's more so, late in the week when there's football. I'm much better there. Yeah, I still like to gamble in basketball, and I still think basketball gambling is fun, but I'm much better, and I'll have a much bigger card when there's a lot of football, which is today. So today's card is going to be pretty massive, Chelsea, I have to admit.
Well, there's more options, because here's the thing, during the week, say on a Monday, there's one Monday night game, as opposed to the weekend where we're doing a show on Friday. And we are talking about the whole Saturday slate of 150 college games. I'm not even exaggerating. It takes forever to scroll through all those college games. And then we get to the NFL, where it's a full slate of spreads, it's totals, it's player props. So for me, I definitely always have more options on our Friday shows, just because there's more games.
Yeah. And I'm, you know how locked in I am to college. So I give out five plays on Twitter every single week. So the only difference is now I'm gifting the five plays to our audience and saying, here, take these plays, and then still believe that Denton is mentally 3-0 in his career in the Daily Tip, and just ignore all of the losses that I've had this week because Drake May couldn't throw a second touchdown.
You're going to live in that headspace forever. He's always 3-0. I'm going to put it on your tombstone. It feels morbid. But yeah, it just feels like one of those things you'll be chasing. But who knows? After this weekend, you could be, 12-3. So we'll see how many bets pepper the card when it comes to our best bets. And that's coming to you next segment. But as for this segment, it's time to pick our favorite games against the spread. All right, let's start us off here with the early game on Sunday in the NFL. Let's go overseas to Madrid. Commanders and Dolphins. We're going to hit the over 47.5 because I believe this Commanders defense still needs to prove it to me. Okay, Dan Quinn is calling the defense this week. You still need the players to execute said defense. And we just haven't seen it from the Commanders this year. Plus, they have some injuries that make me a little concerned on an already bad defense. The Commanders have hit the over in three of their last four games. I know Miami has played in tighter scoring games, but I think this Miami Dolphins offense, with all of the speed that they possess, is a tough matchup for the Commanders. And meanwhile, Marcus Mariota, he's been putting up points. The offense has not really been the issue, at least in the past couple of games. They scored 22 against the Lions. So I think the Commanders can at least contribute here. And I think that the Commanders can at least run the football against a Dolphins team that has not been very good against the run. So I'm going to go with the over here. I know it's overseas, a little chaos sometimes in those games. But let's give the people in Madrid a show. Let's hit the over 47.5 between the Commanders and the Dolphins.
It's a great play, Chelsea. I'm backing it. I'm just terrified that Tua Tagovailoa is going to look like the greatest quarterback that's ever played football to the great people of Spain. If you want to watch this game, it's available 9:30 a.m. on NFL Network. It'll be live from Madrid. My first play comes in the way of the college football game. I'm taking Duke Lane 4.5 against UVA. I really like this Duke team, and I really have questions about this UVA team. What are they? What are they when they have some quarterback troubles? Can they really run the table and get to the college football playoff? And I think the answer to that is a no for right now. So I think Duke is going to be the team that plays a little bit of spoiler. So I'm taking the Blue Devils to lay 4.5 against UVA.
All right. ACC down bad this year, especially if Virginia loses. But you see a little red flag in this one from a betting standpoint. Whenever the unranked team is favored and favored by more than a field goal against the ranked team, who are you trusting here? The odds makers or the people who vote on the AP poll? For me, I'd be trusting the odds makers. If you want to watch it, it is a 3:30 Eastern kick on Saturday at Wallace Wade Stadium. Okay, back to the NFL we go for a divisional matchup in the Steel City. I'm going to go with the Bengals getting 5.5 against Pittsburgh. And I understand the Bengals have been in a disappointing season, of course, with Joe Burrow being out. But now they have the good news that Joe Burrow could possibly be back by Thanksgiving. So mentally, you think this probably gives a boost to the Bengals. And plus, we've already seen this matchup before. The Bengals won it outright, 33-31. I'm not saying the Bengals need to win outright, but I do think this game is going to be close because that's what we've seen from the Steelers' defense. One of the highest-paid units in the entire NFL has not lived up to the billing, where they continue to give up a bunch of points. Just gave up 25 to the Chargers with a Chargers offensive line that was extremely banged up coming into that game. If you look at the Steelers' defense, they've given up at least 25 points and three of their last four, including that game, to the Bengals. So I think this is going to be a prop better dream as well. I think the over's in play. I think Joe Flacco can absolutely sling it, just like he did last time. 342 yards, three touchdowns in that last matchup. And Ja'Marr Chase had 161 yards against this Steelers defense. So I think Aaron Rodgers can contribute as well with a bad Bengals defense. I think it's a get-right game for Aaron Rodgers as well, but I think this one's going to be closer than this line suggests. It's a divisional matchup at the end of the day. Let's go Bengals plus 5.5.
Yeah, how about a little bit of fireworks in November, right? Some pre-Thanksgiving fireworks. I'm with it. I think they're going to see a lot of offense in this one, and there's going to be some extra motivation for Cincinnati, knowing that Joe Burrow, with his emo hair and all, is getting closer and closer to being back on the field, which means they're still alive in playoff contention. Got to keep it close, though, against Pittsburgh. Maybe steal a win against Pittsburgh to keep that thing going. That's going to be a 1 p.m. start Eastern time in Pittsburgh. One of the sneaky best games of the weekend, Chelsea. I'm taking Oklahoma plus 6 against Alabama. So I'm buying the half point in this one. But this Oklahoma defense is one of the best in college football. And while I love Alabama and everything they've done offensively this year, they can't run the ball. And I think if there's one defense that they're going to see this year, they being Alabama, that will force them to be one-dimensional, it's going to be Oklahoma. They're the one team that I feel like can hang with a passing game of Alabama and force them to run the football. Now, they're going to have to keep it close offensively. John Mateer's been a really fun player to watch, but since he got back from the thumb injury, there's been some accuracy issues, and you can't give the football away against Alabama. You're going to have to need to make some big-time throws on third down, third and medium, third and long. Maybe they go for it on a fourth down that you're going to need to capitalize on and execute on. But defensively, I'm just breaking this down of defense for Oklahoma versus Alabama offense. Oklahoma's defense is the one team in the SEC that I feel like can really hang with Alabama's offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And so I think Oklahoma keeps it close and they cover it with 6.
I think this is one of those games where matchup matters. Like, this feels like a nightmare matchup for Alabama, where it's just, it's a team that defends all the things that they do well offensively. And then defensively, you look at Alabama, they've not done great against running quarterbacks. Early in the season against Thomas Castellanos, and even against, who was it, Missouri, and Bo Prabula, you know, he was running all over the place. So I think it's going to be one of those games where matchup matters. And if you're getting 6 points in this game, I think Oklahoma is certainly the play. If you want to watch it, 3:30 Eastern kick at Bryant-Denny in Tuscaloosa. All right, how about the biggest game of the weekend? Going to go to Texas and Georgia. Going to lay the 6.5 with the Bulldogs here at home. We've seen this story before. Last year, this Georgia defense put on an absolute clinic against Texas. I understand it's two different teams, different personnel, but the defensive game plan that Kirby Smart had against this Texas offense, limiting them to 19 points or fewer in both of those matchups last year, I think we see more of the same. Especially when you're having trouble believing in an offensive line at Texas that has been very shaky at protecting Arch Manning. That doesn't feel like something I want to believe in when you take a young quarterback and put him on the road in a tough SEC environment. And plus, at the end of this game, in the final 2 minutes, if this is a tight game, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust Texas, who's been incredibly inconsistent? Or are you going to trust Georgia, who has been the most resilient team in college football this year, especially in the fourth quarter? Not only have they been winning these games, they'll pull out the cover like we saw against Ole Miss. So I'm going to lay the 6.5 with Georgia at home. Let's go, Dogs.
Georgia's coming off a big win last week, too, against Mississippi State. There's a lot of people that thought that the other Bulldogs would be able to keep it close, and they just trounced them. Gunnar Stockton's playing really well in the emergence of Zachariah Branch. Good luck to Texas trying to keep up with that guy. That's going to be the main event on Saturday, a 7:30 kick between the Hedges in Athens.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Main event in the NFL, I'm taking the Seahawks +3.5 against the Rams. This is the best game of the weekend to me because you're getting two of the best teams, not just in the NFC, but two of the best teams so far this year in the NFL, and they match up so well with one another. You get the Rams with an MVP candidate in Matthew Stafford. You get the Seahawks, who clearly got something right with Sam Darnold, but also in a weird way have a guy that should be in the conversation for MVP, though he's not because he's a wide receiver, but Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been unguardable. I think you're going to see a lot of offense in this one, but because both of these teams are so good on the defensive line, they got guys that can get after the passer. Seattle's defense can turn you over, and they can create points based off of those turnovers, whether that's just putting the offense on a short field or doing it themselves on defense. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence was awesome last week. A couple of scoop and score touchdowns. This is a defense that can really get after you. This is going to be the biggest test, I think, that the Rams have seen so far this year. Getting accustomed to the speed, getting accustomed to the way that a Mike McDonald defense operates. I do think Los Angeles ultimately wins, but I think they do so in walk-off field goal form, which means I'm taking that 3.5. I'm buying the half point with Seattle, but I'm taking them +3.5.
I do feel like if you look at this game, like home field advantage in quotes, is baked into the number, and I'm not sure if LA even has one, right? Like, you'd look at their games, and it's one of those things where it's just not a super fan, you know, environment that you think of at some of these other stadiums. So I think defensively, like, I know everybody's going to be talking about the quarterbacks in this matchup, but like you mentioned, these two defenses have been extremely stingy this year. If you look at the Seahawks, third best defense against the run, and then the Rams, second best scoring defense in the NFL, giving up just 17 points per game. So, like, I don't know where to go on a total in this one, because you look at the offensive playmakers, you're like, oh, well, the Seahawks can stop the run. Matt Stafford can sling it 35 times and still put up points. And you look at JSN on the other side of the ball for the Seahawks. So, I don't know as far as a total goes, but I do know one thing. I will be watching this game if my local stations allow me to.
The local stations are going to potentially put a damper on the weekend.
Can't wait to have the Browns and the Ravens instead of this game, or even the Chiefs and the Broncos, which I don't think that game's going to be necessarily as close, but it's like if Taylor Swift is there, they're like, we got to get this game on national TV right now.
I feel like Taylor Swift has been at a lot of these games, but very quiet. I'm proud of her. What is this, year three that we've dealt with the Taylor Swift debacle? She's been much better about it.
Well, it's not her.
Like, well, yeah, I guess it's more the television producers have been much better about it. Not her. Well, maybe she was making a call. I don't know. Be like, hey, put me on here.
Well, we've had other, like, sideshows. Like, Trump being on the broadcast for, what was it, the Commanders game?
Oh,
did you hear his radio call? I expected a little bit better out of him.
Like, Chelsea, I had to watch it for work. So I had to listen to it. And regardless of your political affiliations, having a guy that doesn't know sports try and call sports is not a fun experience.
No, it's just really difficult. Like, I don't watch Saturday Night Live much anymore, but that was a perfect chance for SNL to do Shane Gillis as Trump calling a football game. I would watch that.
I bet you'll see it this weekend. Because they remember, that happened, so they got a full week to be able to do something like that.
But I don't know if Shane Gillis is available, right? Like, maybe he is. I don't even know what he's up to these days.
Hanging out, having a good time, doing some bits. Bits and skits,
drinking,
you know?
Beers.
Drinking beers.
Or fake drinking beers, like on that Bud Light commercial, where they notably point out you can't drink beer in a commercial. I didn't know that until that commercial. Did you know that? Where they can't actively drink beer in beer commercials?
Yeah, that's new information to me.
Thank you, Post Malone and Shane Gillis, for your service. All right, well, coming up next here on the show, we give out more bets. If six wasn't enough for you, have no fear. We got props coming up. We got totals, college, NFL, you name it. Best bets come your way after the break here on the Daily Dip on a Football Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.